Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. I'm David. This is my wife, Jessica.
Hi.
And thank you for joining us. And we'll start off with a little bit of a recap from last week where we talked about cardio. So go back and listen to that episode if you want to know what happens to you if you don't do cardio, all the benefits of cardio, and fun ways to get cardio done as well as get started.
Let us know actually how the challenge went for you. I've been doing the challenge of the 12-3-30 since last week, so let us know how it's been going for you. It's been doing really well for myself.
All right, definitely check out the 12-3-30 cardio workout, and that's on the last episode if you want to check that out. And on that note as well, make sure that you're following us on Super Humanistic on everything, on all socials, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. This week, we are going to be talking about coffee. All the benefits of coffee. I know we're coffee lovers. Everybody loves coffee out there, right? I know there's a lot of tea drinkers. I used to be a tea drinker as well. I think you'll get into where caffeine comes from, and tea leaves are one of them. But again, the focus is going to be coffee and all the benefits. Would you like to get started with that?
Types then of coffee or like caffeine, right? So caffeine just occurs naturally. So another benefit there is that it is natural. It occurs in leaves, seeds, or fruits of the coffee plant. There are also more than 60 plant species, which include the coffee beans, tea leaves and buds, dola nuts, and leaf. There is the cocoa beans, guarana seeds, yerba mate, as well as in different foods that we're eating that the manufacturers have put the caffeine in. So, of course, tea has caffeine, coffee, which is what we're talking about mainly today, as that's what we drink most of. We will drink tea every once in a while, but coffee is more of our speed, more of our favorite, mine especially. Chocolate has caffeine in it as well, as well as added in certain gums. Jelly beans have caffeine, which I was like, whoa, what? Waffles actually have caffeine in it. The syrup has caffeine. Marshmallows, sunflower seeds, and just other various snacks. Always look, again, we talked about this on an earlier episode where you should be checking that nutrition and the backs of your food to see what is included in your food. Not just looking at how much of each or like the percentages of what is included, but really the most important piece is to look underneath that where it lists each of the ingredients, because that's going to tell you everything that they've put within that food. So a lot of our foods that we're eating does have caffeine in it. Our favorite source that we're getting the caffeine from would be, well, outside of chocolate, of course, but coffee. So benefits of coffee is that it actually is protecting you against diabetes. It decreases the risk of some cancers. Again, coffee has many antioxidants in it, so it decreases the risk of certain cancers, helps to protect your liver, protect against having a low liver. So if you like to partake in some alcoholic beverages, drinking coffee the next morning actually is helping in many ways. One, waking you up and giving you more energy, but then also helping that liver to get rid of the liver fat too. It helps with your brain function. And I do definitely feel a boost when I drink coffee within my brain. Like, I feel like mentally I'm able to do more. So there is something to that. Coffee can also help with the longevity of life. Many of our, again, previous episodes here, but going back to listen to our Blue Zone series or a couple episodes there are many of those countries that drink coffee or some sort of drink that includes caffeine in it. So it does help with that longevity of life, helps maintain your weight loss. Usually what I like to do is drink coffee right before going to the gym. We kind of both do this when we're able to, if we don't have to work. If I have to work, then I have to go to work. But usually in the summertime when I'm off, I do enjoy having my cup of coffee and then going to the gym right after. I do feel that boost in my workout once I have the caffeine in me. So it does help with weight loss. Again, with that, I am going to say be careful of what you're putting into your coffee. So yes, coffee itself, black coffee, doesn't have any or very minimal calories, but it is the creamers that we're adding that has all of the sugar and like syrup, things like that, that's going to cause you then to gain weight. So just be careful with what you're putting into your coffee, as that is counterintuitive to the benefits of the actual coffee you're drinking. So coffee can help with weight loss, again, depending on what types of coffee you're drinking. Contains antioxidants, of course, wards off depression. I do, like I said earlier, get a kind of mood boost when I'm drinking coffee. Like, it does tend to make me feel better. Actually, we went camping a few weeks ago, and it was funny because my husband was like, well, what do you want to do? Like, do we want to go for a hike, eat breakfast, then go do this? Or, like, do you want to eat breakfast, then go hike, then go do the other activity? And I was like, can I just have coffee? Like, I just need coffee. So we, of course, made our coffee and then decided to do some other things before breakfast. But that just shows there, like, my brain was like, I need coffee before I can go do anything else. And it did right away boost our mood for both of us, I feel. I don't know, do you feel like a mood boost when you are drinking coffee?
Yeah, definitely feel a lot more alert, bit of a mood boost. So just kind of really gets me going for the morning, gets me into a creative mindset to get started with work.
Yeah, so there we go. It gives you more energy, so definitely helps with those workouts or any of the activities that you're going to do for your day. Having coffee right away does help to give you that energy. Helps with your sports performance as well. So you do have like more endurance during your workouts once you drink coffee or a beverage with caffeine, particularly not a beverage like a Celsius or things like that. We're not talking about energy drinks here that have caffeine. We're talking about that natural caffeine that you're going to get through coffee and teas and things like that. So it does help with your sports performance and keeping up with that performance within sports. And that's really all of the benefits that I have on caffeine, coffee in particular.
Yeah, some great benefits there. As my wife mentioned, you kind of get that enhanced mental alertness. So that's always good. And the ability to get that done in the morning and get your day started right is going to help you make sure that you're just going through your day with much more energy. As my wife mentioned, very rich in antioxidants, so helps combat oxidative stress and reduce the risk of chronic diseases. So coffee has some great benefits there. I know you mentioned the improved physical performance. So kind of the way it does that, it's increasing your adrenaline levels and releases fatty acids from fat tissues, leading to improved physical performance. So some great benefits there if you're drinking that coffee each day and then getting your workout in at some point. You mentioned reduced diseases, so it can fight off a lot of diseases such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers as well. So definitely some great benefits in getting that cup of coffee, but you also want to watch your intake. You don't want to drink too much coffee each day. The recommended dosage of coffee is roughly about 3 to 4 cups a day. The reason being is because you're trying to stay below 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, and that is about 3 to 4 cups of brewed coffee. So very important not to overdo it, but you also want to listen to your body because some people have less tolerance when it comes to caffeine. So you may want to stay, you know, below 250, 200, you know, just 1 or 2 cups of coffee. I think I do roughly 20 ounces a day, which is about 2.5 cups of coffee to 3. So definitely try to stay below the 400 there. And then there's also a lot of fun ways to get your coffee made. I know we use a percolator, which is, if anybody knows what that is, just an old school tin can type of thing that you see in the old Western movies, making coffee over a campfire. We have found that makes the best tasting coffee versus just your traditional coffee maker. Very easy to use. So I highly recommend looking into a percolator. They're very cheap. You just get the percolator, get your coffee filter, get your coffee beans, and you're good to go. But you can also get fancy with it. You can always look into cold brew recipes. I know Bulleit Coffee has been pretty popular recently, which is coffee. Also has that unsalted grass-fed butter, MCT oil, or coconut oil. So that has a lot of good fats in there for you if you want to kind of make your coffee thicker and provide more health benefits. Also, you could do like a turmeric latte as well. So you're kind of incorporating those different seasonings like ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric. So that way you can get those health benefits from those spices in addition to the coffee benefits as well. And you can also even look into a protein coffee. So you're kind of just making your coffee and incorporating a little bit of protein powder, or you could even dunk coffee into your protein shake and get that coffee flavored protein shake. So that's a great way to get your coffee as well and get some other health benefits. So as my wife mentioned, definitely want to limit those kind of sugars, maybe use something more natural like honey or maple syrup and just a little bit in there. Try to opt for those organic, high-quality coffee beans to avoid exposure to pesticides. So that's also very important. We try to look for those organic options when we buy coffee at our local grocery store. Also avoid those artificial creamers. You kind of want to use something more natural like almond, whole milk, coconut, or oat milk would be a better option. And coffee is considered a diuretic, so make sure that you stay very hydrated throughout your day while you're drinking coffee. Very important so you don't develop kidney stones or anything like that with drinking a highly caffeinated beverage. So keep that water intake up. So do you have anything else to add?
There's just different, you know, of course you can buy like whole beans, which is typically what we'll do, and then we grind the beans at home. We just found that that does have a better taste when making our coffees as well. You can buy them ground. There are times where they don't have the whole bean, or we just were like, we want to make it a little bit easier on ourselves, one less step to do. So we'll buy sometimes a ground, but prefer whole bean over that. And then I do like to do instant coffee as well from time to time. Again, another easy way, especially if you're like camping or traveling, doing an instant coffee is a lot easier and still does taste pretty good. So different ways that you can get the beans of coffee there. So my challenge for you this week, our challenge for you this week is to try a different type of coffee each day this week. Not including weekends here, unless you want to be adventurous and include the weekends, but for 5 days, try a different type of coffee. Maybe you do have it just black and don't include any creamers. See how you like that. Maybe you try it cold. Maybe you put the turmeric in it or a protein powder. Different recipes are out there online. I'm not talking about going to Starbucks and ordering a different type of latte every day. I am talking about you creating and being creative and how you make your coffee. Have fun with it. Let us know some recipes that you've tried on Instagram or email us, TikTok as well, YouTube, all the different social media out there at Superhumanistic. Message us, let us know all the coffees that you've tried.
All right. Yeah, that email is goals@superhumanistic.com. Feel free to email us so we can start helping you along your journey. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget to take one new step today toward a healthier life.
Bye.